Hey everyone, welcome back to Beauty School Bobby. Today I am here with some new friends of mine in the industry, not new for them, but new for us to all be together. I met them recently and am so excited to introduce you all to them. They're doing something so cool and so fun in the industry. So I'm here with husband and wife, Matt and Jen Martinelli. So today we're going to talk about Canvas Me, what they're doing for job placement in the beauty industry. So I'm so excited to talk to them. So here we go.
Hi, Bobby. So good to be here.
Thank you guys so much for being here. So I met you all months ago at this point, that we were connected. And it's weird because as soon as we talked, I was like, how have we not met each other before? Yep. This is so weird. But I do believe in timing being important. So I wanted to talk to you guys about Canvas Me. So I want to kind of start with what that is and then get into your purpose behind this. So who wants to start? I'm fine with either of you, but kind of let me know what Canvas Me is and what is your main focus right now in the industry?
Yeah. So Canvas Me started, Matt and I both have held high roles in the beauty industry for about 15 years prior to founding Canvas Me. And so Matt and I both worked for Millennium Software. I was the head of education and marketing. Matt was the head of advertising and public relations. And so we really got to work one-on-one all day, every day with thousands of beauty business owners who had the same challenge for years. And that challenge was, how do I find talent, right? Every time somebody called us, how do I find talent? And we would come up with some ideas and help them really connect with the future of this industry. But it was really heavy lift, hard, time-consuming ideas for them to really put in a recruitment strategy for somebody that was already wearing so many hats, right? And so I always wondered, about 7 years ago, I was like, why don't we have the corporate world has LinkedIn. Why does the beauty industry not have a tool, especially leveraging technology in today's world, to really help them find the right people? Because what was happening is they were finding some people, they were maybe hiring the wrong cultural fit, they were seeing toxic environments, worst case scenarios, they were having some walkouts, right? And so this was such a detrimental component of their, success in business. Yeah. And so we saw this over and over again, and I became really, really frustrated. Why doesn't this exist? But it wasn't until I went through a purpose discovery exercise. I was going through a time in my life where I was like, what is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? I just felt like for most of my life, I just kind of floated in the wind. I just like, oh, take this. This makes sense. And okay, here's the next step. And okay, now I'm running marketing and education. I just kind of just floated in the wind. And so I went through this class and it changed my entire life. I then got a mentor. And what this class helped me understand is, and there's a longer version of the story, but I'll keep it short, is that as a child, my mom had me at 17. So my immigrant grandmother raised me. And so for most of my life, for the moment I could talk and communicate with the world, my grandmother leveraged me as her communicator, right? Because she didn't understand the language. And so for so many times in my life and in my childhood, I witnessed my grandmother be dismissed because she would try to communicate. She didn't really understand. She would say, can you talk to my granddaughter? People would look over and see this 10-year-old girl and they'd be like, forget it. And so I formed this belief at a really young age in my life that I didn't have a voice. But I also formed a belief that I didn't belong because I was so different from all of my friends who grew up with mom, dad, siblings. And I was living with my immigrant grandmother. We were in a two-family home. My aunt and my cousins were upstairs, right? So I always felt like I didn't belong. And so when I went through this purpose exercise, I felt like I was playing really small. But what it got me to recognize is as a result of feeling like I didn't have a voice and as a result of feeling like I didn't belong, I was building happy, high-performing teams because I was giving them the gift of having a voice and giving them a sense of belonging. Nothing was too weird or out there. And so I sat with it for a minute and I'm like, oh gosh, if there is a need for the beauty industry to have a recruitment tool to find their people, and I create a tool, right? Matt and I can go out there and create a technology tool that will solve this issue. Not only will we be solving the problem, but we will be meeting the purpose in that we are empowering thousands of beauty pros, beauty students with a virtual portfolio so that they can find their place of belonging. And so it met both of those needs. Matt and I both quit our jobs. We moved across country. We had two small kids. We rented out our home, got rid of cars, We ended up living with my mom. Me, Matt, and my two kids slept in one bedroom for 2 years to fully fund and run and get Canvas Me up and running, because yes, it was a need, but the true core purpose, it was so tied to a deep desire that I had to fulfill, that all of those obstacles didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And so we got through the hard. Today, we're empowering over 55,000 members. And most brands and most companies get behind us because of that mission to empower pros and students to have a voice on a national scale so that they can find their people. And the way they do that is at schools, students create beautiful portfolios in place of resumes, right? Resumes have been underserving our market for so long because we are creative beings, but also we're humans who have a story to tell, who have a connection to make, right? And so we do that through virtual portfolios where students and pros can create this beautiful portfolio. They're uploading videos and images. And then beauty professionals and beauty businesses are also creating opportunities. However, they're not like the traditional job board. They are opportunities where they're uploading videos and imagery, and I can understand what the core values of that business are before I click apply. Mm-hmm. So really humanizing the space in a way that's never been done before to really connect the right humans with the right opportunities. Because we also know that industry exits are a huge issue, right? And we believe, we truly believe that industry exits are an issue because people are not finding their people, mm-hmm. right? The right work homes. And then they feel like, what are my options? And so Canvas Me is out on a mission to really solve all of those issues and empower the future of this industry to really connect with the right people.
Yeah. And I can speak, obviously, being like using it, implementing it, like all of the things you all, and I said this on the first call we had, like I don't know how we missed each other. I really think it's just like a timing thing. But I think it was a matter of like, it just, you all solved so many problems for us and you're doing it in the best way possible. Like, I love everything you guys are doing. It's been so amazing for our students and exciting to onboard them every single new class for them to get their own space. And Jen, I think what's so cool is not only do you have so much intention behind this, but I think what's really awesome is you're solving the need in such a different way. Somebody that wasn't in the industry with, if they didn't have the background that you had, or in this industry at all, like this could have just, somebody could have made a LinkedIn for the beauty. Like somebody could have made that. But with your knowledge of the industry, you put this like personal care into it that I think it's not like, okay, we're figuring it out and now it's going to be completely different and a year from now and then a year from now. Like this, you guys did it right from the beginning. And I think it's so awesome that you've met those specific needs to the beauty industry. I think what's really cool too is, whether it's that we want to be separated or we are kind of separated, we feel in the industry as if we aren't a part of the professional world, right? And I think that there's a lot of things that I wish were different about that. But then I'm like, no, let us do our own thing. Like, I love that we have our own space. Like, I don't want everyone else mixed in it. I want our own thing. So I think it's really cool to really be able to focus. I think one of the things that is so fun in seeing this is like, I'll get the emails of, hey, there's a new job available or new opportunity, right? And I'm looking, I'm like, who's hiring? And then I'm thinking, who would be so good for this, you know? And we're just getting started in it. So I know that it's going to be even more exciting and so many more opportunities, but I do just do want to give you credit and just do want to make sure you know how appreciative we are for the care that you put into it to make it, you know, specific to the beauty industry and so good for our students. Because I think that at the time, and I wanted to ask you guys this, and Matt, what was the climate like at the time that you all developed this? What complaints were you hearing from salons and schools specifically that you were like, okay, I have to fix that?
Yeah, I think the most eye-opening thing for us is we started to become really close with a lot of businesses, and Millennium at the time was really for like the top 10% of salons, and they kind of still are, but like the big multi-location salons, like brick and mortar, like really well-known salons, top 200 around the country, right? And we were seeing people having walkouts. If we had a dollar for every time someone had a walkout, we would be millionaires. That's how, and I'm like, what is going on? And we realized it was really a systemic issue that's been happening forever. We were just seeing it more and more because we were so involved with their businesses and they were trusting us and coming to us with these problems and these questions. Because like Jen mentioned earlier, like without staff, I mean, that's your most important asset. Without staff, mm-hmm. without the right people that want to be a part of your mission and your core values, you're not going to build high performing cultures. You're just not. And we really saw that with the top 10%. Now imagine your smaller locations, your people that are behind the chairs, your people that don't have hiring teams or marketing people. How are you recruiting the right way? Like, we see help wanted signs in salons and spas and barbershops. Like, that's not attracting this new market. And so when we realized, so we really started to understand this was much more than a recruitment platform. Like, we are not only are we recruiting experts, but we're human behavior experts. And we realize this new generation of artists that's coming into our industry that are under 25 need to be marketed to way differently than we've done in the past. They're very different. They're digital natives. They combine the physical world with the digital world. And so as a salon, if you don't change the way you market your culture, your team, your staff, your mission and vision, you are not going to connect with these people the right way. And they're not going to come on interviews. They're not going to apply for your jobs. So we realized that we had to build a platform that, yes, not only humanized your students and professionals, but even more so the salons and spas and barbershops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I love that.
For sure. From a business perspective, a lot of them were saying we can't find talent. And then when we book interviews, we get interview no-shows, yeah. or you don't find the right cultural fit. Right. And then even from a school perspective, right? Like, how do you really humanize that student to find the right, how do you know you're really placing them in the right culture, the right places? You know, in some schools, they have connections and they have a network with their local market, but there are so many other possibilities that they haven't tapped into yet from a marketplace perspective. And from a student perspective too, I may be living in New Jersey, but I may want to relocate, you know, somewhere further south a couple hours or, you know, across the country. And that wasn't giving you the visibility into the big picture of all of the things that you can achieve. And so, yes, we're seeing industry exits mostly because maybe I'm not finding my right work home, but we have also witnessed a ton of students that go through school and they realize, wow, like, I really like doing hair or nails or makeup, whatever, you know, my program is, but I want to do other things. I want to diversify my income. How do I have, you know, work behind the chair 2 or 3 days a week and be an educator for the rest of the time, right? Like, how can I really live up to my highest potential? And there really was no visibility there either. Actually, my sister went to cosmetology school and just graduated a couple of years ago. And she was like, I want to be ambassador for this thing. And I want to go own my own place. And I want to do all these things. But there was no clarity. How do I get there? What's the path, right? And so Canvas Me gave her that vision. And it also helped her change her mind. So initially, she was like, I'm going straight to renting. I'm going to actually go right into a suite right after school. And I'm like, well, it's build a client base, all this stuff. And then we actually connected her with a mentor on Canvas Me while she was still in school. And this mentor was this like mega superstar, like did photo shoots and all these really cool things. And so she started working underneath her as like a mentee program. And she changed her mind. She was like, oh my gosh, why would I ever leave this amazing mentor? I'm going to graduate school and I'm going to stay and I'm going to work here under this person because they're going to help me get to where my goals way faster. And so I think the lack of the clarity is what we are seeing, and which is what contributed to the exits. And now Canvas Me is really that source where that person you can lean on to say, I do need a mentor, right? It's not just about full-time roles. I need a mentor while I'm in school. A lot of schools actually make you have a mentor before you graduate. So, and it's like, where do I find them? So Canvas Me will offer that opportunity to find that mentor and really help you understand what that career path looks like. So we really touch every stakeholder. We touch the school, the student, the pro, and the business owner, and we're solving the multitude of issues that each of those stakeholders have.
No, 100%. And I was like smiling when you were talking about like just the opportunities elsewhere, because one of the things with starting this podcast and one of the things that I've wanted to do is just be like, okay, we're in this little Knoxville bubble, but if somebody wants to go to Nashville, I literally like planned a trip to Nashville, went and met salon owners, because I'm like, I'll be that connection, you know, like I'll just make sure that our students know people and we can put them in the right places. And I just think like, just having that care and that intention behind it. And I love that you shared your story, Jen, of like how that came about and that this isn't like, this is just something that is inside of you just built in to give. And I think that that makes your company completely different. I think listening to you all talk about like core values and culture and making sure that they're in the right place, I think that these are the things that are going to fix the beauty industry from this negative idea that people have of it, because maybe they just weren't put in the right place. Maybe they didn't have the right opportunities and they were like going at it alone and trying to figure out by themselves. I have a tendency to be like, well, every school is like us. Like, every school is going to just like make sure that they're taken care of for the rest of their life, you know, like, and yeah. it's just not like that. And yeah. so I think that like you all being that connection piece, I'm just like, it makes me so happy for the way that the industry can change because of that. This isn't a small piece of the beauty industry that is, this is something that is already happening to change the industry and like only going further. And I think that you have the right people on your team. You partner with the right people. Like you've got yourself surrounded by people that are just thinking more of just like job placement, like student job or like stylist yeah. job. It's not like that at all. So mm-hmm. talk to me a little bit about what culture is or what your idea is for this. What is it that you're, I know it changes every single day. Somebody will come to you with a new problem. And you're like, oh, we're fixing this now, or we're doing this. But, for each of you individually, what is it that you all are so excited about changing, or where's your focus right now with the business?
I think for me, the biggest thing is, and we talked about it earlier, like going way beyond just recruiting. Like I think it's creating a new industry around artists that we focus mostly on mental health and emotional intelligence, because there's so many variables that go into actually driving success in this industry. Like we see industry exits, we see students not finishing school. What are the variables that are causing that, right? There could be financial, there could be other things, but it could also be mental health, the environment they're in. Like, how do we arm them and give them the right tools to overcome false beliefs, overcome negativity in their life? I think for me, being able to build better artists that are focusing on who they are first as humans, then working on their craft and getting better with their skills. But we want to really build a community that's just focused on helping these people become better humans. And I think that ultimately is going to drive better salon cultures, better successes in the industry, whether they're going solo, whether they're going part of teams, whatever that might be, whether they're going corporate. We want to make sure that we're providing them with the tools that they can stay focused and really build based on the person that they are.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely in alignment with that. I mean, the mindset stuff's completely changed my yeah. life. I was somebody that played really small, didn't live up to my potential. I felt like I was this annoying, you know, little person that didn't belong anywhere. And transformation happened so quickly through this exercise. And we're so passionate about that. And every school we talk to, I mean, we get on national onboardings with hundreds of schools and thousands of students. And every onboarding we get on, the one limiting belief that is consistent across the board is, I feel like I'm not good enough. Yeah. And if you feel like you're not good enough, you don't take the proper actions to actually achieve your goals. And then you don't meet your goals. And then the cycle begins, right? And that, and then the not meeting your goals reaffirms the belief that I'm not good enough, right? And so our goal, our 100% mission is to make people the best version of themselves. Yeah. And that is through this transformational journey of understanding mindset. And what happens is, not only do you understand yourself better, you create a new story, we're all living by this limiting story that we're telling ourselves, right? But once you transform that story, not only do you transform your own life, but you transform the life of others. So the people that are sitting in your chair, the people that are sitting next to you at school, your teachers, right? You become this amazing like Yoda person to everybody that comes around you, because by understanding your own, like I understand how I showed up because I believed I wasn't good enough. So when somebody else shows up that way, I don't think they're mad at me. I don't think it's anything I've done. I can understand. I have a deep level of understanding that, okay, it's how they're showing up because they have a limiting belief about themselves. Yep. Right. And just that clarity, you know, success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. Right. And so we want to work on building the best mindsets to build the best strategies for these students and professionals. And I think that's going to be the real game changer is really yeah. getting that mindset right.
Yeah. And that's why we take them through this purpose discovery exercise in the curriculum, because even before we want them building their portfolio, we want them to understand like, what are your false beliefs, right? Mm-hmm. What are your life defining moments, and how does that turn into a superpower? How does that turn into something that's really special, right? And how do you build off and really create values based on that? Because that's how you align yourself with the right cultures, right? Like it's based on your core values and what your goals are and what you look as success in this industry. And you need to match that with the right business owners, because if you don't, you're never going to feel a part of that team. You're never going to feel like those are my people. And so we really want them to define that before they start applying for jobs, because it's going to allow them to really connect with the right people.
Yeah. And I know myself at 17, I had no clarity, right? Because I didn't go through something like this. Mm. And the exercise is really fun. It's done on demand. And when I tell you, people will email us, mm-hmm. text us, like I've been through therapy sessions and nothing has given me the level of clarity that this exercise has. And it's just really life-changing. And that is really what we're so passionate about, is really diving even deeper Like we have that's EQ 101, right? Like we're going to go way deeper this year and really give you more tools to really level up.
Yeah. I think too, it's, you know, when we talk about these young artists while they're in school, like so many of them, they're not really like some of them know exactly why they're in cosmetology school. Right. And some may think they know and they're not sure. And I think for us, if we can help them combine the passion they have for what they're doing in school with the purpose of who they are and what they want to accomplish, they become unstoppable. Like that's what we want to see. And so we want to give that to everybody.
Yeah. And I think what's so like, I just keep thinking who, like the people that are taking this, you know, this quiz or like being on, you know, this purpose, have maybe never even been asked before. And for us to be like a little older than, you know, most of the people that are on this, I know it's like all ages, but, most of the people that I'm around every single day are significantly younger than me. And I like love it. I'm like, this is the best. Like had I just because like you've done the work, like as you were saying, like you've done all these things to figure out what's helped you. And like all we want to do is be and make fun of like millennials as much as you want. But all we want to do is like help you be better. Yes. You know, like we just want to be like, no, figure it out early, like save yourself the time. Like we did the work and like we wait. I don't know when all of this happened for you. But you know, my mindset, you know, shift and everything happened around, I think around 2020 when it happened, I think for a lot of us that we were like, wait a minute, like what our parents were doing and teaching this grind and go, go, go. We're like, wait a minute, let's be happy and let's do something that's going to give us heart. Like all like be poor for a little bit if I need to do that. And like you guys said, like we're going to sleep and we're going to share a bedroom and like live here because we want to be happy and we want to give to the next generation to help them. And I think that that's all I'm like seeing in you guys is just knowing that you're like, let us tell you, let us help you. Even earlier, you know, we figured it out and did the work. So I think that that's so amazing. And I think that it's just going to help advance them even faster and even more. And I think that's what all of us want. You know, we want us like fix those problems because we also have been in this industry when a huge shift happened. I've been in it for 12 years. I know you all have been in it a long time as well. And like, we saw a big change, like from what the industry and salons and hiring and associate programs were 12 years ago, it is completely different. And through this time of talking to salon owners and being in challenges, and I know I was telling you all this when we first met, is our typical way of getting students placement at the time or has been for so long is like they would just like come in and meet the students and the students would be like, I love that salon owner or I don't, or hey, they messaged me on Instagram. I mean, that was like literally a way that salons were getting ahead and hiring just by messaging them. And so now seeing this change so much where we're like the students were coming to us and complaining about how many guest speakers we were having. We were like, wait a minute. Like we thought that was going to be the best thing. And it wasn't the best thing for them. Because they were like, listen, like we cannot hear another person come in and give their spiel about who they are and how great they are. Like we want to be up working. We want to be learning. Like they would rather that. So this has been like, I mean, I don't know that I would have thought that we, you know, 5 years ago that I would have been like, no, we're going to do it this way and really switch up everything. Now we are still having guest speakers just kind of in a much smaller, like different way. And that didn't go over super well with the salons at first. Yeah. The salons that had a scheduled time that they were able to come in to have access to our students. When I kind of put up that wall, I know that it was the right decision, but I had to tiptoe around that a little bit because it does change things. But like I said, as we've been in the industry, it has completely changed. We have to keep evolving with that. So this resource is so valuable. And you guys know right now I'm like trying to get everyone on board for this because I'm like, this is the best way to access our students at this point. And it's what they want too. So one thing that I want to talk about with you guys, I want to kind of switch gears a little bit to talk about just some challenges that you face. I really enjoy being like honest on this podcast as well. I want them to see that what you all have done didn't happen overnight. There were a lot of challenges that came with it. So I'm wondering if you all would be willing to share a moment where you were like, okay, I want to give up. I can't do this. This isn't what we're meant to do. We made a huge mistake. Was there that moment for you? You're both smiling. So like, there's definitely a moment there.
Yesterday there was a moment. Yeah.
other in the last 5 years. We can find one.
Yeah, I listen. If we knew how hard this journey was going to be 6 years ago, I don't know that either one of us would have done what we did to quit our jobs and do it. I think it's taught us so much about who we are and what we can do and how strong we are. I think entrepreneurship is very, very hard. I think, but we talk about 90% of it is mindset. 90% of it is mindset, because it's not going to be easy. You're going to doubt yourself every single day. You're going to doubt your decisions every single day. Even on the same day, you'll wake up, you have an amazing meeting, like, this is awesome. And then by its bedtime, you're literally like crying in a fetal position.
It's so true, because sometimes I'm like, we are geniuses. This is brilliant. This has changed the beauty industry. This is like the best thing since CRM, you know, software companies came into beauty. And then by nighttime, I'm like, what are we doing? Yeah. What is this? Why are we here? And mostly it's a lot of, you know, taking that energy from the people that you're meeting that day, right? And that's why your network is your net worth. It is so important, because we'll have a meeting with a school and they're like, well, why is this different than Instagram? And they just don't see the vision. And then we're like, well, maybe we're out there. Maybe there's something wrong with us. Maybe, or we'll have like two or three like meetings that were kind of like off. And we're like, well, are we from Mars? Like, what? Why, you know, we don't get it. And then we start to question ourselves and we go into that space. The best thing we can do is just have that sense of awareness. We're each other's accountability partners. So the good thing is that one of us is down, the other one can pull the other one out. So definitely having an accountability partner helps. But I think just being so tied to that core purpose, you will do more for others. Like, I look at my kids and I'm like, this is for you. So that you don't have to work in toxic environments, so that you don't have to deal with other people telling you what to do and where to go, right? This is for the beauty industry, for the student who feels like they haven't been heard in the middle of the country that wants to go to LA, right? You will do so much more for others than you will for yourself. And that's just the fact of the matter. And so really understanding what that core purpose is to get yourself out of that mindset, and having that level of awareness is so key. But really, I mean, nothing major has happened. It's just really those like random meetings that we're like, or we'll feel like we nailed it. And then it's like, no, we're going to use Instagram. It's like, what?
Well, I think too, I think what Jen was saying, number one, I think we didn't think we're going to have to like convince people that this hard.
When it's such a need.
And so I think with salon owners, I think we've really undereducated our industry so much around recruiting.
Yes.
That we're basically starting from scratch, and we didn't realize it was so far behind.
And no, 100%, Matt. Whoa, a thumbs up out of nowhere. Everyone agrees. No, that's exactly it, Matt. I feel like people don't understand that you're working with people that are just very much get it right away, right? Like, I'm sure you do have meetings or like me, I was like, yes. Like, what do I need to do? Like, I'm so on board. Love everything you're doing. Love you guys. Like, let's go. And then other meetings where you're like, just fighting people that want to do it the old way.
It doesn't serve the industry. Like, it doesn't serve anybody. So for us, it just,
And then I think early on, the biggest challenge we faced too is because we essentially are building a marketplace, a community, right? And there's three major personas. It's schools, it's students, and it's licensed professionals and business owners. So four, okay? And I think Jen and I fought early on. We were going back and forth. We're like, what do we start with first? Do we start with business owners to attract the schools and the students? Do we start with students and schools to attract business owners? And we were going back and forth. And I think we didn't realize that how long it would take to really build up a solid community to then go after businesses. Like, people don't realize we just started actively pursuing like selling salons and spas and barbershops like over maybe a year and a half ago. That's it. So we were really at this.
It's all been
like schools and students to build up a marketplace where we can go to salons and say, we have this many people in your area. We have this many artists and students. And then that's what's been. So we realized that it's really starting with the community first. And then because we didn't make a dollar until, Nothing. 3 years in, because it was free for licensed professionals and students. Right. And so that was another thing we didn't realize either. So it was tough. It was like, you know, but we were doing it to empower the space. So we felt like we couldn't charge until we really had added that value for the industry, which we started doing, but it took us
some time. Well, and then too, like Matt said, just even the salon owners not understanding like, oh, how many people are in my area? Well, it's not really, it's about refining the process. Yep. The Gen Z, the next generation of artists, and I say Gen Z, and it's all generations. Nobody likes to create a Word doc resume, no matter what generation you're from, right? And so I think, and especially in the creative industry, no millennial, no, I mean, nobody wants to create a Word doc resume. And so it's really about refining the process and the people that you've been overlooking for so many years because they just are not going to go out of their way to create a resume. It's really challenging. And then upload it to your long form on your website. They're not doing that, right? So let's meet them where they are in the market. And this is the tool that does that. And so a lot of people want that quick fix, easy Band-Aid approach. Right. And that quick fix, easy Band-Aid is just not in alignment with what recruitment is. I mean, humans are your greatest resource. They're your greatest asset. And so you want to put the time in to drive traffic to your careers, to have people help understand what your culture is the same way you would driving the consumer in, right? And you need to take that same level of care. And a lot of salons don't. Yeah. Understand that.
Even you were talking about like having the guest artists and the salon owners in, like they don't want to hear from the owner. They want to hear from the staff. Mm-hmm. They want to know who they're working with. What do they do on the weekends? What are their values? Do they have kids? Do they have families? Like, what are they, like, that's what they want to hear. Right. Mm-hmm. So
sometimes it turned into, or it was very much. And because at times the salon owner's name is on the building, right. You know, and they have been front and center there. Right. But it's not working like that now. And maybe it still is for some people in some places, but I just think in general, like that is going down and that's the change we've seen is that's not who they want to hear from. How do you tell a salon owner that? Like, that's hard, you know, like that's a challenging conversation.
They ask us too. They're like, so it's funny. Like, so we say like, you need to have video, you need to be doing all these things. And they'll show us a video and they just spent like $5,000. They hired a marketing company to run the video. And I'm like, they're like, what's your feedback? And I'm like, I love that you're showing the inside of the salon. It's beautiful. But like, you could have taken out your iPhone and interviewed like four of your high performing staff members and spent $0. And that would be way more effective.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Way
some,
more effective.
Some produced videos are well done. But
But from what we know students are looking for, it's not about that. It's about it's about the mission of the salon, the culture, what they're trying to build, how they're affecting the community, and what that growth path is. Right? Really, and that's what we provide those salons. We provide them with these career pages where they can do all of that for nothing, $49 a month,
virtually. Yeah. Right. So, and to your point earlier when you said they were digital natives, they want to meet you digitally, right? That's why YouTube, that's why TikTok, that's why all these platforms are taking off. They want to connect with brands virtually before they connect with them physically. So having them come into the school can be effective, right? Even still, Canvas Me elevates the in-person career fair through QR codes and actionable items so that when I leave as a salon owner, I have a pipeline and a funnel versus the prior way of you're just connecting and you let's talk later. But they want to connect with you digitally first to earn that trust. And then they can say, hey, you know what, Bobby, I really want to meet that. I saw their video. I think they're really cool. Sounds like an exciting place to work for. Can you help me connect with them? Or can, you know, maybe I'll just on Canvas Me. What do you think? Just from an advisory perspective, but that's how they want to connect.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I think changing, with that right now is really important. And we're just in that shift. I don't know if we're just like, you know, it happens in different areas at different times. So I think, you know, us coming on to this and it's really going to make a huge difference. And we're so excited. And like you said, not just for somebody to end up in a salon here, like so happy about that, but also for going wherever you want to go. I want to ask you guys one last question because I know you have a call to hop on after this, but a piece of advice for somebody that's coming into the beauty industry, like if you could tell somebody who's starting school tomorrow a piece of advice, what is it that you would tell them?
You want to go first?
I always love to say you always go first on this. So thank you for letting me go first. Mine. So I always like to say the fear of regret is bigger than the fear of failure. And I mean that because there are so many things I fear doing. And a lot of students in this industry have that fear of not being good enough. And so they don't try. And so for me, I started to fear the regret. I envisioned myself 5 years down the line. What are the things I'm going to really regret doing that I can't go back and change? And those are the things I would head straight on into because that fear of that regret in 5 years was bigger to me than if I failed. And I think that it's so important to get that mantra as something of your everyday life. And even just asking my kids all the time, like, what did you do today that was scary, but you did it anyway? Because we should always be pushing our limits to really get there. Because in 5 years, you're going to look back and be like, wow, I did some really cool things. Not all of them made it, you know, thought maybe they would be bigger, but I tried. So that is my piece of advice for them. What about you, Matt?
For me, and this is, I think, tough, especially for younger students and people that are younger in their life, but they are the sum of the five people they hang out with. And I think it's so important for you to surround yourself with people that have ambition, that want to do really cool things, that are like-minded. Like, and I know it's so hard to like break friendships and even family members, but like there's a lot of toxic people in our lives, and the sooner we can weed them out, the sooner it's going to be better for you. And I know that with friends and family, like I said, but I think the sooner I realize that I want to be around people that dream big, that have ambition, that have goals, it changes your life, right? It gives you a new perspective. It gives you drive. So I wish I knew that when I was 17, 18, 19 years old. I just started doing that, you know, 5 years ago. But it's not about the quantity of people. It's about the quality of the people you're with. And I think that will make a huge difference.
Yeah.
Especially young in their career.
Like a detox, not in person, but like social, like who are you following? Yep. What are the things that they're saying? Your psychology is becoming.
Yep.
So that's a good one.
Yeah. That's such good advice. We actually have like a quote board in the hallway that's like right outside our offices, and it's where they clock in and clock out every day. And I'm definitely going to put those up. I think that's so important to remember. And it is a lesson that it can feel weird to make those changes or to be like, this person's on my life. But I like 100% can completely attest to people that I've met that I don't see every day, but I can have a Zoom call or can have like a meeting with them, and I'm like, oh, okay, like I feel better. Yes. And you have to check into how you feel after you're with people or how you feel when you're in certain environments. And again, with Canvas Me, being if you're in a salon and you're like, okay, like maybe I'm just not feeling like at first I loved it and now I'm just not feeling like this is my home anymore. It seems like I want to quit the industry because I'm not happy, and you think that you're not happy doing what you're doing, but you're really just in the wrong place. Again, just like another reason to hop on Canvas Me and to be able to do this. So I do want to make sure that everyone knows where to follow you all. Where is the best, where can they sign up if they're not on Canvas Me?
So you can go to canvasme.com and you can get started with a free portfolio. You can find us on any social channel. So YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, we're at Canvas Me.
Awesome. Okay, good. Well, I'm so excited. Oh, thumbs down. What is happening?
All these
listening podcasts, this is not going to make sense at all. But we have never used this platform to record before. Now random things are happening. But I do want to say thank you all so much for your time. And thank you all so much for what you're doing for beauty professionals. Because I think if you haven't heard it enough, or if you're going to hop on a call that is one of those hard calls, I hope you know today that we're just all so thankful for what you're doing. And again, I can't say enough. You all are doing it right. You fit every need for a beauty school. You fit every need for a salon. And I know that things are going to be, you know, changing as always, but I'm confident that you all are going to progress with the times and that this is only going to be something that Canvas Me is, we're going to be like, oh, it's like, you know, Canvas Me, but for other professionals, you know, I'm excited for that. So again, thank you all so much.
Thank you so much.
Also, likewise, we represent hundreds of schools around the country, and what you're doing there is phenomenal. And so kudos to you and the team, but what we're seeing coming out of your school, the students, their portfolios is tremendous. So
they're so excited. So again, thankful to work with you guys, and definitely stay tuned, because I think much more to come with us for sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you all for watching. Make sure you follow at Beauty School Bobby. And if you are listening to podcasts, make sure you give that 5-star review. And we are so excited for what's next with Canvas Me. So thank you, Jen and Matt, and have a great day.